This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A fire ripped through a packed wedding hall in northern Iraq late on Tuesday, killing more than 100 people in a Christian town that had survived Islamic State occupation. Firefighters searched the charred remains of the building through Wednesday morning, and bereaved relatives gathered outside a morgue in the nearby city of Mosul. Several sources said the bride and groom had survived the fire. The U.S. soldier who ran into North Korea in July is in U.S. custody and heading home after being expelled by North Korea into China, the United States said on Wednesday. Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen has more.
Private Travis King made a sudden dash into the North in July. U.S. officials told reporters he appeared to be in good health and spirits and was very happy to be on his way home. The Swedish government retrieved King in North Korea and brought him over the border into China, where he was taken into U.S. custody. His shocking case triggered heated discussions within the U.S. government, but Washington declined to declare him a prisoner of war. Instead, North Korea appears to have treated his case like one of illegal immigration.
Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen. U.S. President Joe Biden said to reporters on Wednesday a government shutdown is not inevitable.
If we have a government shutdown, a lot of vital work in science and health could be impacted, from cancer research to food safety. So the American people need our Republican friends in the House of Representatives to do their job. Fund the government.
Republican U.S. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy on Wednesday rejected a stopgap funding bill advancing in the Senate, bringing Washington closer to its fourth partial shutdown of the U.S. government in a decade, with just 4 days to go.